Hosea is a book in the Bible that a lot of times you don't think about going to when you're talking about the love of God. Last Sunday we talked about the dimensions of God's love, how wide, how long, how deep, how high are the dimensions of God's love. And then today I was thinking about the book of Hosea. And you think about that, the book of Hosea, he is included between Hosea and Malachi. There's probably about 12 of these minor prophets, and it's called minor not because of their importance. It's minor because they're shorter than books like Jeremiah and Daniel and Ezekiel and all of that. And so this is what we call consider a minor prophet. The name Hosea means the same thing as Joshua, is deliverer or salvation. And so the prophet Hosea, he was a preacher, and he was a preacher in the northern part of the nation of Israel. They had divided into, there were 12 tribes, they divided, 10 of them went north, don't know why, but 2 of them went south, that's where you ought to go, south. And so you had 10 northern tribes and 2 southern tribes. You think about the guy named Jeremiah. Jeremiah was the preacher or the prophet to the southern tribe, and then Hosea was dealing with those 10 northern tribes, and God called Hosea to go and preach to the nation of Israel how they disobeyed God, how they committed idolatry, how they committed spiritual adultery against God, going after false idols. And so now we have a story in the book of Hosea that is considered a story about a broken home, broken lives, broken vows, broken hearts. You have a broken wife and a broken husband, all in here sandwiched into this book called Hosea. One of the key phrases when you start chapter number 6 is the word return. And that word return is mentioned several times, probably 16 or 17 times in the rest of the book. It talks about return. God wants the nation of Israel to return unto himself. So he calls this preacher Hosea to preach to the nation of Israel. I'm all in the introduction. You have to hang with me now. You can't be on your phone or Facebook or TikToking right now. You got to stay with the sermon if you want to know anything about Hosea. If you don't want to know anything about Hosea, continue TikToking and Facebooking. But Hosea is a picture, a preacher of the northern tribe, 750 years before Christ ever showed up. Some of his friends are Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Amos, Jonah, Habakkuk. All of those were his friends. And the only way I can tell you this story is to tell you the story from the point of view of Hosea. So at this particular time, my name is Hosea. I am a prophet of God to the 10 northern tribes of the nation of Israel. After one of my crusades, I found myself on top of Mount Tabor. And when I got to Mount Tabor, coming down from that mountain, I was engulfed with an invisible presence. It was the almighty presence of God. I was scared and I was afraid, and I heard his voice calling to me, "Hosea, Hosea, I need to talk to you." And Hosea was listening real good. And God says, "You know my covenant with the nation of Israel that I have between me and them, how they have went into apostasy, immorality, idolatry. They have gone far from me. They've ruptured our relationship. They've fractured our fellowship, and they've left and went toward idol gods, and they've let idol gods come between us." You look at Hosea here in Hosea chapter 1. Watch this in verse number 2. The beginning of the word of the word of the Lord by Hosea. "And the Lord said unto Hosea, Go, take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and the children of whoredoms. For the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Dibleam, which conceived and bare a son." You go on down to chapter number 3. I'm going to fast forward all of this story, and I'm going to tell you this story. "Then said the Lord unto me," talking to Hosea, "Go yet, love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who looked to other gods, and the love flagrance of wine. So I brought her to me for 15 pieces of silver, and for a homer of barley and a half homer of barley. I said unto her, Thou shalt abide with me many days, and thou shalt not play the harlot. Thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be for thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice and without an image and without an ephod and without a tephron. Afterward shall the children of Israel return," there we go, "and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall be the Lord in his goodness in the latter days." Hosea said, "While I was up on the mountain and God was telling me these words, I was afraid. And I didn't know what he was trying to say, but I was listening intently. And while I was listening, I know what it's like, because while God was speaking, it was almost like his heart was broken over the nation of Israel. And when I heard God speaking, it was almost like he still had a love for the nation of Israel. After all they've done, after the adulteress leaving God and going after idols, after all of that, God still loved them. And he had a broken heart. He was hurt. And as he talked, I thought he was going to wipe Israel off the face of the mountain like he did in Noah's day. Just wipe the whole world. I'm thinking, okay, God's fixing to wipe Israel off the face of the mountain. But he didn't. He was talking to me and he said, Hosea, I will have mercy on the house of Israel. I will save her. I will save her from her sin. I didn't understand. I didn't understand what I had to do with any of this. If you want to save Israel, save them. If you want to kill them, kill them. If you want to wipe them off the face of the mountain, wipe them off the face of the mountain. God, what's this got to do with me? Hosea, I need you to preach and I need you to be ready. You must feel what I feel. You must be heartbroken like I'm heartbroken. You must have that love for a bride that you love so much and yet you're still heartbroken. And I've got to get you ready to preach to the nation of Israel.
Well, God, what do you need for me to get ready?
He says, I need you to marry and get married.
Married?
I don't want to get married. I've heard bad things about getting married. There's the engagement ring, and then the wedding ring, and then the supper ring.
Men, don't say amen right there now.
Married, God, you want me to marry? Well, hey, God, speaking of that, there's been this woman, while I've been preaching all these crusades, there's this woman, one woman, they've been looking at me, and I've been looking at her, and she's been helping selling CDs and DVDs after the service, and boy, she's been passing out Bibles, and boy, I'm telling you, she's beautiful. She would make me a wonderful wife. What do you think about her, God? And God says, yes, Hosea, she would make somebody a good wife. But not you. Well, if you don't want me to marry her, then who do you want me to marry? God says, Hosea, I want you to get married. I want you to get married. She's not a Jew. Not a Jew. Nope, she's not a Jew. She's going to be a pagan. A pagan. And not only that, she's not a Jew. She's a pagan and she's a prostitute. Prostitute.
What's that TV show? What are you talking about, Willis? You know.
Yeah, that's it. You want me to marry somebody that's a pagan. You want me to marry somebody that's a prostitute. You want me to marry somebody that's not even a Jew. No. No. I say no. 1,000 times no. Jeremiah's going to make fun of me. Obadiah's going to be calling me. Daniel's going to be, laughing me to scorn. I know I will not disgrace God's honor. I will never disgrace my heritage. My friends and my family are going to be looking at me. I'd rather die in dignity than I had to live in disgrace. 1,000 times no, God, no, no, no. And after I got done huffing and puffing and fussing and cussing, God says, Hosea, as I was saying, I want you to go marry Gomer. Gomer. Who would marry somebody named Gomer? Oh, yes. God says, you got faith in me? Well, God, I got faith in you, but Gomer? Somebody named Gomer? I mean, somebody that's a pagan, somebody that's a prostitute, somebody that's not even a Jew. How are you going to get glory out of this, God? Hosea, my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. Number one, I'm God. I don't need anybody's approval. And when you can't trace my hand, you got to trust my heart. And I'm still the God of Abraham. I'm still the God of Isaac. I'm still the God of Jacob. And I want you to marry her. Hosea says, well, I'm not a crazy about it, but I'll marry her. He went and found this woman named Gomer. Boy, they got married, and I'm going to tell you, God told Hosea 3 things. He said, I want you to tell God's people, I want you to tell the nation of Israel 3 things. Number one, God always loves the unlovely. Number two, I want you to tell God's people, no matter how much you break my heart, you cannot break the grace of God. And number three, no matter how far you fall, you can't fall so far that God can't reach you. Hosea said, all right, I'm going to marry her. I'll tell you, I'll never forget those first few years when I married to Gomer. Boy, I'm telling you, man, she was fine. She was beautiful. She was so elegant. You talking about fine. Her hair shined like the noonday sun. Her cheeks were rosy red. She had the shape like the figure eight. She was sure enough fine. We got married, She changed the way she dressed. She started dressing like a prophet's wife. She changed the way she talked. She started reading her Old Testament. I'm looking for some help right here because what? Amen. She changed the way she talked. She changed her friends she hung around with. And man, I'm telling you, she made a change that you wouldn't believe. In those first few years were wonderful. I'm telling you, she made a good wife. I tell you, we started going to church, and even when Gomer changed all her ways, some of the church folk wouldn't let her get away from her past. She was caught between a push and a pull. She would go to church, and the church would try to push her out. She'd go out in the world, and the world would try to pull her back into the world. Don't get quiet on me now while we're preaching good. People come into this church, I don't care where they come from. Well, they need God just like you do. They need Jesus just like you do. And the world is going to try to pull them back out of this church. And this church is not for pushing people on out. We want to, for the grace of God, welcome them under the cross of Calvary, because He'll save anybody. Hosea said, Gomer, she didn't even listen to some of that old music she used to listen to anymore. But you know, later on in life, it was a slow process. I noticed some dresses started getting a little shorter. I noticed that she started putting on more makeup than usual. I noticed she stopped reading her Old Testament. I noticed that she started missing church. She'd miss one here, and then two, and then three, and then four, and then she got all out of church altogether. I just noticed that she kept on going down. It was a slow process. It didn't happen overnight. It was a slow process. And that's the way the devil does. It's a slow process. It'll start little and little and little and little. And Gomer went down, 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 down. All of a sudden, she started calling up her old friends and hanging out with them. She started staying out late. She'd come in at 7, 8 o'clock. I've been home with the kids all day. Then it got to where she'd 9 or 10 at night. One time, she came in at midnight. I had about all I could stay, and I said, where you been? She said, you don't ask me where I've been. I've been out with my friend. I need my alone time. I need my girl time. Leave me alone. I was scared to say anything else. Then it got to where she's coming in at 3 and 4 in the morning. Then one time she didn't come home at all. She'd stay gone for days at a time. I'd hear down at the grocery store. I knew what she was out doing, but I didn't want to hear about it at Walmart and the grocery store. I knew what she was probably doing. Everybody was pointing and laughing and talking and carrying on. I knew what was going on. She just got caught up. And I'll tell you, my heart was broke. One time, the last time I seen her, she got, the shortest dress I ever seen her put on. And she put on so much makeup, it looked like she run into a paint truck. I ain't seen her for about a year and a half now. I've been waiting on her to leave the door unlocked and waiting on her to come home. My heart is broke. What can you do for a broken heart? You can take BC for a headache. You can go to the dentist for a toothache. You can take Mylanta for the stomachache. And you can rub Bengay on the muscle ache. But what can you take for a heartbreak? Hosea says, I'm broke. I've got to get some relief. He said, one morning, I went back to Mount Tabor, where it all started with God. I started running up that mountain. I said, I got to get a hold of God. He's the only one that can heal this heartache. And I left my house. I went back up to Mount Tabor. I cried out to God. I cried out to God, where are you? God, where are you? By the time I got to that top of the mountain, I heard, Hosea. God, I got something to talk to you. I'm telling you, I run up all over this mountain. I'm about to run out of breath. I got to talk to you. God says, I want to talk first. Hosea said, okay, but I got something to tell you.
When you get on it, God says, Hosea, where is Gomer? Gomer, that's what I'm coming up this mountain to ask you. You the one told me to marry her. You the one told me to take her into my house. And I'm coming up here to ask you, if anybody knows where she's at, you ought to know where she's at. I come up here to ask you where she was at. Gomer, excuse me, Hosea, settle down, settle down. Calm down. This is what I want to ask you. Hosea, how do you feel? God, what do you mean, how do I feel? I mean, my wife's running around and running all over town. And how do you mean, how I feel? Everybody's talking about me. Hosea, how do you feel? All my preacher friends are talking about me. On Facebook, it's all over the place. On TikTok, it's on Twitter and everything else that got going. It's everywhere. Hosea, how do you feel? Tears started coming down Hosea's eyes. He said, God, I still love her. God says, you mean after all she's done? After all she's done to you, you still love her? He said, God, I can't lie to you. I can't lie to you. If I can't lie to you, I can't lie to you. I still love her. But my heart is broke. God says, Hosea, now you're ready to go tell my people who broke my heart. Now you can tell them how I feel. Now you can tell them that I still love them after all they've been through. I still love the nation of Israel. Go preach and tell them that God still loves them and God still wants to reconcile. God still wants to make it right. After all you've done, she preacher, you don't know what I've done. I don't care what you've done, and God don't either. Get it under the blood, get it washed away. God still wants a relationship with you. He said, I still love her. Hosea, now you're ready. You are ready to go preach. I want you to go tell the nation of Israel, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then they'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin. I will heal their land. Tell them to call upon me. Shortly after that, Hosea goes down and he goes back out to the barley field where he spent a lot of his time. One of his neighbors came over and said, Hosea, Hosea, I got something to tell you. I got something to tell you. You probably don't want to hear this, but I got to tell you anyway. He said, I just came down from Main Street downtown. They're auctioning off some people. And I saw your wife. But it looked like sin. Just all over her body. Looks like she had aged 30 years. That's what sin will do to you. It looked like she didn't look like the same person. Hosea, I know you probably don't want to know, but I saw her down there. She got her hand, they got her tied up like this, and they're auctioning her off to the highest bidder. Hosea got his wallet out. He had 15 pieces. Shekels. The going price in that particular day. Now, ladies, you're going to love this. The going price for a man was 20 pieces. The going price for a woman was 30 pieces. Ladies, you're worth more than men. I didn't get the amens I was looking for, ladies. But you're worth more than men. So, Hosea got in his pocket. He said, 15. He said, that ain't enough. That's not going to be enough. So he throwed a barley over his shoulder and another half. He went down there to downtown. And all of a sudden, by the time he got there, here come Gomer. Hosea started crying. The auctioneer started to bid and nobody was bidding on her. She wasn't worth anything. Somebody, just to get the thing going, said,
5 shekels. Hosea said, 10. Somebody else said, 12. He said, 15. Going once, going twice. Sold. Hosea said, I'm going to give more than 15. I got a barley and another half that equals another 15. That's going to be 30. I'll give you 15. I'm going to up it 15. I'm going to pay full price. Somebody hollered out to Hosea, said, Hosea, she ain't worth it. He said, she may not be worth it to you, but she's worth it to me. Amen. He walked up to Gomer. She barely did even recognize him. He took his pocket knife out, went behind her and cut those ropes off her hands. I says, you're set free. She said, Hosea, I'll never forget. I'll work for you. I'll be your servant for the rest of my life. He said, honey, I don't need a servant. I need a bride. You're not a slave. You are free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And she went home. She went home with Hosea. God says, that's what I want to tell the nation of Israel, how they've done me, and I still love them. Now, all of that, it's 11:28. Every bit of that was introduction. What? There you go. My sermon's only 3 minutes long. But I got something. Did y'all like that story? I got one better than that. It all started, Keith, in the Garden of Eden. Man sinned in the garden and justice showed up and said, for the wages of sin is death. And God says, justice, I tell you what you do. You go 4,000 years and you sit down at the foot of the cross and you wait till I get there. All through the Old Testament. 42 Old Testament generations. Abraham said, there's somebody coming. And he looks like a ram caught in the thicket. Moses said, he looks like a burning bush out in the middle of the desert. Ezekiel says, he looks like a wheel within a wheel. The Song of Solomon says, he's the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. Job says, he looks like a horse pawing in the valley. Daniel says, he looks like the fourth man in the fire. Here comes Jesus, and he walks up to that cross. He meets justice right there, and justice says, for the wages of sin is death. And Jesus says, I'm going to the cross. He stretched out his arms. They put a nail here. They put a nail there. They put a nail in his feet. He stretched out his arms, and in 3 days, justice is still hollering, the wages of sin is death. But early on Sunday morning, on Easter Sunday morning, God says, but God, who God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Justice said, the wages of sin is death, but Jesus said, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You say, Brother Jeremy, what does that have to do with us? What's that got to do with us? Remember, Hosea paid 30 pieces of silver. Well, 15 and then what would equal 30 pieces for his wife. Anybody remember what Judas betrayed Jesus for? Anybody know how much? 30 pieces of silver. You say, why didn't they trade Jesus for 20? He was the going price for a man, because he was going after a bride. And when he woke up early on Sunday morning, he said, I love the church. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. What Hosea did for Gomer, Christ did for you. He loved you no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, how bad you've been. God still wants a relationship with you. Jesus Christ wants to forgive you. And if you'll come to the foot of the cross, justice is going to look you in the face and say the wages of sin is death. But Jesus is going to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The greatest love story was hung on a nail. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sammy's coming to the piano. Heads bowed, eyes closed. People are standing to their feet. People are coming to the altar. I'm telling you what, folks. He loved you. And was willing to pay the ultimate price so we could be set free. Before I got saved, my hand behind my back, the devil had me on the auction block. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died on the cross. And he said, I'll pay you. And the devil says, he ain't worth it. He ain't worth it. And Jesus hollers out from the cross and says, he may not be worth it to you, but he's worth it to me. Just like you, ladies and gentlemen. Heavenly Father, I sure do thank you. I pray, Lord, that somebody's got some help out of that. I pray right now, God, that people are coming to the altar to pray, thanking God for the love of God that was bestowed upon us, undeserving as we are. Lord, I pray right now, God, that you'd help us. In Jesus' name we pray. You coming. Sammy's playing. You come. If you need to come.